Well, let's talk about another movie. It's called Little Accidents. It's available beginning yesterday. It was on video on demand. I believe it will be here in Phoenix theatrically next weekend. Again, yeah. It's called Little Accidents. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But we have with us, and we're honored to have, writer-director Sarah Colangelo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So in this film, it's I'll give a quick synopsis for our listeners. In a small American town still living in the shadow of a terrible coal mine accident, the disappearance of a teenage boy draws together a surviving miner, the lonely wife of a mine executive, and a local boy in a web of secrets. Stars include Elizabeth Banks and Josh Lucas. Kind of an interesting story here. This is something, an original idea from you, though, right, Sarah?
Yes, it is. I did a whole bunch of research and went to Appalachia, when I was writing the script, but it's a completely original story, not based on any one particular accident or person.
Sarah, how did you get interested in this? Because it has been controversial over the years with, I'll just say, quote unquote, cover-ups with the big companies risking the lives of miners. Is that what attracted you to this, is to somehow expose some of this, or did you have some other reason to getting into this type of film?
Yeah, I never really intended it to be an expose of the mining industry, and I never really wanted to align myself as anti-coal or pro-coal. I mean, I think I have my own opinions on the coal industry and on their, how they behave. But I really didn't want to make the piece political. It was really a human story for me from the beginning. And I was really interested in this idea of an accident set in the past, sort of a traumatic event set in the past, and looking at how it might reverberate people in the present. It was something that I had worked on in my short films, and it was an idea I really wanted to explore in the feature. And I was sort of interested also in setting a piece in a one-company town. I thought there would be some great dramatic fodder to that. And when I was thinking about, American industries and, interesting communities within the United States, I thought that coal country would be kind of great. And, unfortunately, around the time that I was writing it, there were so many coal accidents that were occurring. So I was reading a lot about it in the news. But I realized Americans really don't know much about coal country, and they should, because more than half of our country's energy needs are still fulfilled by coal, and it is such a controversial subject. So I thought it would be a really great backdrop.
And I want to congratulate you, Sarah. I thought you did a great job writing and directing this movie, and really keeping away from the political aspects. Like you said, you really didn't take one side or the other. It's really a human interest story connecting, three people in particular, each with secrets, each with pain. This was a painful movie.
Yeah.
And you did it nicely, very nice. I thought you did a fantastic job writing this movie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. There's always a little bit of the script probably had more connective tissue, and then especially on a first feature with, shooting over 24 days, you have to cut some scenes, but I'm really proud of it. Thanks.
Welcome.
And now normally I think our reviews are embargoed, but I think in this case, and we'll definitely talk about it next week in depth, but the movie is available on video on demand. So I think it's safe to say that I am giving Little Accidents a thumbs up. How about you, Dave?
Oh, no doubt about it. Is
that just because she's on with us right
now?
No.
Well, you're going to hear it again next week. Why would I contradict myself? I'm saying because we're usually embargoed, but because the movie's available.
Can we give our review then?
Don't reveal too much.
Okay.
Because we want to save something.
Oh, it's
next
a big.
Week,
it's a thumbs up, no question about it, Sarah. And like I said, it was well written. Oh, you're more than welcome. But you got it on the big screen nicely, though. Whatever your intention was, which we know was really not the political thing, like I was talking about, pro or con, against coal miners. But but the reality of what happens and what happens when each has this painful secret, and they each had it, but to different degrees. I mean, the little boy. Or Jacob Laughlin, a great actor, by the way, and I thought Elizabeth Banks, she always does an amazing job. And I'm going to probably not pronounce her name right. She was on Big Love, a big fan of her. Chloe Sevigny,
yeah.
I was close. Chloe, yeah. She's been around, and of course, she was with She, oh, what was that movie? Big, let's see, Boys Don't Cry, I believe she was in that movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really,
and
but you didn't mention Josh Lucas. And we've had him on the show before. Tremendous actor.
Yeah.
And he's not in enough work. So I'm so glad that you had him in this movie.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you did mention Elizabeth Banks.
Fantastic.
She's not been given very many opportunities like this. So, Sarah, I'm curious, how did you know that Elizabeth was able to, you know, had this in her arsenal?
Well, it's funny. We had sent the script out to a number of agencies in Hollywood, and we got a call that Elizabeth really loved the script and wanted to meet on it. And I said, oh, okay, that's kind of strange. It's not necessarily who I had imagined would like it. But I said, you know, let's take the meeting. And she just was so smart. I mean, she's obviously a comedic genius and just very witty, but she was so sensitive to the material. And I remember her saying in the meeting, you know, the character of Diane Doyle, this executive's wife, you know, she really surrounds herself with materialism, and it's really this McMansion and all of these things in her life that protect her and that isolate her from the rest of the community. And I thought that comment was just so right on. It just seemed like she understood it immediately, and we were really speaking the same language. So, you know, I was sort of also intrigued that she wanted to move away from comedy and kind of sink her teeth into something more dramatic. I guess her roots are really in drama, and her comedy career took off. So, she moved in that direction, but she said she really wanted to come back to drama. And then I had seen her in W years ago. She played Laura Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I didn't love the movie in every respect, but I thought her performance in that was really subtle and really lovely, and I thought she could really play the Southern Belle well. So that's how it happened.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you chose her. And I want to go back to the young boy, the young actor. What is his name again?
Jacob Laughlin.
Jacob Laughlin. It does a tremendous job in this movie. And, you know, it's great that he was able to, you know, take this really complicated role and run with it and do such a great job. Because when you have a young actor, sometimes I've seen this in way too many movies, a young actor cannot grasp the role. And it just, the entire movie falls apart because of it. And, you know, so what kind of coaching did you do for Jacob to get him into this very complex character?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll just say that, you know, before I even got involved, when I saw his audition tape, without any direction, he just has really great instincts, and he had that perfect mix of levity, you know, which we see in the movie Mud that he was in a few years ago. But, you know, he had this lightness and this playfulness, which I needed for the role, because he is an older brother of a boy with special needs, and he needed to have that kind of affectionate side. But then he could really play the tortured teen and the kind of burdened man of the house. You know, his dad has passed away due to the mining accident, and now he's kind of burdened by being the man of the house. And I thought that just, you know, I saw it in the audition tape. He was really able to do both. And that's really to his credit, not mine necessarily. But we worked a lot on, you know, he's actually an only child, so he came to me and he said, Sarah, I don't know how to do this. I actually don't know how to be a big brother. And that was something that we worked on a lot, and we just had phone conversations a lot about it. But really, I didn't have much rehearsal time with anybody.
Wow.
So it was really tough at times, but Jacob really made that leap, and I think you know, he's just really a talented young kid.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just I want to move on to another star of the film in a second, but Josh Lucas, I want to just mm-hmm. reference him and say, you know, we've had him on the show before. He's just one of my favorite people to interview. Such a great guy. And I think the star of Little Accidents is the setting, the atmosphere that you create. So, you know, tell us a little bit about how you were able to create that, because this is a kind of a slow movie. But when mm-hmm. you don't have the atmosphere right, slow can be boring. Here, I was transported to this little small town. So how'd you come to that?
That's nice of you to say. Well, it required a lot of research at first. You know, it started with me kind of reading newspaper articles about coal country, and I really became fascinated with the people's stories from the region, and just the fact that they're living with this danger every day. And then I sort of moved on to, actually I went on the U.S. Labor Department website and started reading transcripts from miners' testimony after accidents, you know, like the one I wrote about happened. And it's a kind of amazing what you can learn from the transcripts, just the speech, just the idiosyncrasies of the culture and the way that these men approach their work and how they might emote, you know, you just get all these details. So that was really important for me to do. And then once I wrote kind of a first draft, like I really felt that I had to go down there and really meet the people and fill in all of these gaps and get, you know, the details right, go into people's homes and talk to them and really see what, you know, what the curtains looked like that they hung in their living room, you know, what they ate for dinner. And I started doing that and kind of making friends down there. And that's sort of how it happened. But yeah, it was a really beautiful process for me to also go to these communities and to meet these folks. I think Appalachia is often misrepresented in the media and certainly in Hollywood. And I was, I had a lot of great, there were some great surprises there. You know, I just found the people to be so warm and industrious and hardworking. And, you know, it was a really nice, a really nice experience of making the film.
Yeah, no doubt. And I do want to make one comment about what Joseph said about the parent. Maybe some people might think the film was a bit slow. However, mm-hmm. And I agree with Joseph that any slowness that the film may have had was a necessary ingredient, mm-hmm. which really reflected the pain that each of the main characters must have felt. And they must have felt it in slow motion, because if you have that type of pain, time slows down. Mm-hmm. I thought you did a brilliant job as a director reflecting that in the whole movie. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Is a tremendous movie making.
Absolutely. And
thank you.
And, you know, before we let you go, are you working on anything else? Can you share any other projects with us?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a pilot for TV. I'm trying to create a series, and I'm hoping to pitch that series to network soon. But it's also set around American industry out in the West, and it has a female protagonist. And then I'm trying to get the rights to a sci-fi novel.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Nice.
You know, yeah, no spaceships and explosions, but it's more kind of psychological and small. So.
Excellent.
Excited about that. Yeah.
Well, we'd love to have you on again, you know, to talk about, you know, both of those projects or whatever else you have coming up down the line. In the meantime, we want to, you know, recommend everyone go and check out Little Accidents. Again, it's on video on demand now. And so that means, like, where do you suggest people getting it? Is it Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, it's on iTunes. It's on all sorts of cable platforms.
Okay.
So you can get it VOD. Really look for it. It should be everywhere in terms of the cable providers and stuff.
And then next week, I believe, according to Harkins Theaters, they had originally had it slated for this week, but I believe it's coming out next week here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure we keep our listeners tuned to that.
And I don't think we mentioned Boyd Holbrook, did we?
No, we didn't.
I thought he did a great job as well. Actually, a fantastic job. So I didn't want to leave anyone out, because
yes.
This was great acting at its best, no question about it.
Yes. And again, Sarah Colangelo, writer, director of Little Accidents, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Breakthrough Entertainment. We hope to have you back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and best of luck with the release of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.